Do you like music?
It's rich, it's alive, it's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Fame, fortune, platinum records. It's every boy's dream.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
But that trick never worked.
This time for sure. Presto!
Greetings, podcast bystanders. This is Eric from Cut by Cut, welcoming you to a summer bonus episode at Radio Mutation and CutByCut.com. Chris and I are on summer hiatus from dissembling the nervous system of pop music, but rest assured that we will be back in September with a long, hard look at one of the greatest albums in the past few decades, the much maligned and frequently praised cult classic Paul's Boutique from the Beastie Boys. While you await the warmth that will carry you through the cold winter nights, remember to secure your garbage cans against the bears and packs of opportunistic vampire wolves. These new breed of canine have studied your shopping receipts and inconspicuously been eyeing the heft of your garbage bags from the trees where they root, disguised as bluebirds and mourning doves. Summer is upon us, which means schools are out and juvenile delinquents have been released into suburban residential neighborhoods to remind you why you left the city in the first place. Along with roving packs of wolves and this new threat from the malt shops cruising the streets in their leather jackets and cuffed blue jeans, you are beginning to agree with the mayor of Warwick, Rhode Island in a plan consisting of creating a human wall around Rhode Island's second largest city. These juvenile delinquents will be reprogrammed by the state to stand arm in arm while creating a human stockade. The mayor hopes that this blockade will prevent illegal immigrants from crossing into the city, at the same time teaching kids about the hands-on glory of civic pride. Be mindful while driving through populated neighborhoods for slow children signs. These signs are poorly cemented and have a tendency to fall over into the road and damage tires and the undercarriage of speeding sport cars. But fear not, Betsy DeVos has pledged to get to the bottom of this cement crisis and has dispatched dozens of volunteer staffers to remove the precarious posts until a future when children can be prevented from stepping into the roads via high-voltage shock collars and patrol dogs. Should you see any suspicious children, report them immediately to your local police department. Authorities are offering 4 extra mango chutney food rations for every canvas sack full of children. You can help by voluntarily turning over your children or sending them to live wild in the free states of Canada, where they will bide their time growing comically large beards and learning to eat the heads off fish, displacing the very bears which are attacking your garbage. I started the show with shadowy men on a shadowy planet, bang, bang. And I'm going to continue the show with C.W. Stone King's I Heard the Marching of the Drum.
Marching of the drum, and it pained my heart. Heard the marching of the drum when the church door swung apart. The horns was gathered on the church steps. The sound like snakes rose from the clarinet. All along, all along, I heard the marching of the drum.
Yeah. coming. These are the children of the world.
Children of the world.
Gone forever.
Oh, yeah. Children of the world. Oh, children of the world. Yeah, yeah. Children of the
de noche nos hablan con voces, nos hablan sus manos, noche tras noche, noche tras noche, hablando con Carlos. gira por calles buscando sin luz el lugar de su cruz, de su cruz, de su cruz, soñando con carros, platos, no charros, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con sabor.
An Aztec before the empire fell, there lived a man who walked the land. That's Quetzalcoatl, oh baby. He was an Aztec, baby. He might have been Jesus. He was an Aztec who could fly. A man of truth and knowledge, his feathers never fell. They called him Feathered Serpent. That's Quetzalcoatl, oh baby. He was an Aztec, baby. He might have been Jesus. He was an Aztec who could fly. Some bad men tried to frame him, get him drunk and make him fail. So he left town vowing to return. Poor Quetzalcoatl, oh baby. He was an Aztec, baby. He might have been Jesus. He was an Aztec who could fly. Some thought he returned as Cortez, but that was their mistake. And he did ride Malinche by side, laying eyes down to waste, oh baby. He was an Aztec, baby. He might have been Jesus. He was an Aztec who could fly. Let's show him how to fly. Here we go. He'll sail, spreading peaceful man across the land. That's Quetzalcoatl, oh baby. He was an Aztec, baby. He might have been Jesus. He was an Aztec who could fly. Let's go!
Never had to run till I had to run from you. The pinche coyote said that he would get us through. Let's smoke this clip one and you'll whip before it's time to go. So when La Migra hits, I feel no pain at all. One Sunday night I'm fiddled with my dad. He said, son, you better welcome the Migra, shit's bad. I put on my chonklers and went out the door. Got caught with a tall boy at the liquor store.
Yeah.
When was the last time you tried to join an underground possum training camp in the fight for humanity's survival against the ever-threatening legion of crack interstellar space cowbots? If you answered never, ignore this message and fast forward 15 seconds. Tropical storms are responsible for millions of dollars of damage each year. Now is the time to strike back. Simply set up a slow child sign in your front yard, and the storm will miraculously redirect itself into a light autumn rain. All hail the power of signs. You heard Children of the World from King Khan, Wall of Voodoo did Mexican radio, El Clavo y la Cruz from The Plugs, Elvez did Quetzalcoatl version number 27, and Manic Hispanic finished the set with Mexico. Thank you for celebrating the 4th of July with Cut by Cut. Up next are a series of songs going out to our colonial forefathers, broadcasting from my pod catapult in the basement of Radio Mutation headquarters. Alone and alive and heavily armed, I remain ever vigilant against the wolves. Keep household pests and noisy neighbors at bay by turning your podcatch receiver to full maximum power. This message brought to you by the committee to remove you from your neighborhood. We'll be right back.
California Jam. One, two, three. Helicopter in from Los Angeles, landed Ontario. There's guys with cameras. Hey you, can I get a quick interview? Beat up stretch limousine to the speedway in the baking sun. Stay high all day. Take to the stage, lords of the age. Drums rolling like buffalo down the plain. And I am an oncoming train. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham. Light breaking overhead. Rainbow behind. And the cloudless sky, and the infinite distances in my mind. Arms in the air, sun in my hair. Rise like dancers, stick the landing. Feel kind of beautiful. Everybody here is beautiful. That's just how I feel. And it's real. Drums rolling like buffalo down the plain. And I am an oncoming train. Me and ghosts of Birmingham. Me and the ghosts of Birmingham.
shuffled up 6th Street in the rain. Kept my head down as I looked past the people. And in the department store, I found what I was looking for. This is the church, this is the crucible. They come out to Broadway and they look for me. I'm on the red steps smoking a cigarette. Easy to recognize, black bandages on my eyes. This is the church, these are the congregants. On the broad square and lights come up. Feel like this town's gonna put a quick end to me. But if I came here to drown, I'm gonna take a few people down. This is the church occupied by the enemy.
Casual listener, that last set contained music, but to the hardcore, deep-diving audiophile, you'll recognize that the songs were not exactly the same. These songs not only sounded different, but that they had different titles, like Am I Going Insane from Miss Ludella Black doing a Black Sabbath cover, Black Sabbath themselves doing Lord of This World, the Mountain Goats doing a song about Black Sabbath called California Jam, Brown Sabbath doing a Black Sabbath cover called The Wizard. The Mountain Goats did The Wizard Buys a Hat. And we are going to finish the episode in a few moments. I'll leave that as a surprise, folks. If you heard the secret message in this episode, don't share it with anyone. Instead, write it on a postcard and pass it off to your mailman in an exchange he has been waiting for months. As we crawl to the end of this episode, available at Radio Mutation and CutByCut.com, Warwick Town Council has issued this notice: consider a job in dimensional transmutation. This time-honored field of study is a real chick magnet and should therefore not be practiced around farms, hatcheries, or behind gas stations where errant physics professors sort out their thesis presentations through illegal cockfights and high-stake winner-take-all games of Twister. Of course, despite their antiquarian means of conflict resolution, many important scientific advancements take place behind service station dumpsters. Meanwhile, you can do your part for America by ratting out your co-workers each time they receive a curious-looking package disguised as flowers from loved ones. Up next, as promised, is the last song I'm going to play. It is Charles Bradley doing a Black Sabbath cover. Changes. Rage well, you human statistics.
I feel